It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Welcome to another week as we talk movies. This is Talking Flicks, JT with you, and so is Grant Lee. Hello, Mr. Lee.
Hello, JT. Can you believe it's Thursday?
Wow. Been a fast week this week, hasn't it?
Just it has, actually.
By. Yeah. A big week too. Of course, school went back this week.
So, which is a bit sad, you know, because I love seeing all the kids and, you know, it's busy and, you know, kids are excited to go watch a movie. And I actually took my nieces to the movies last Sunday and also their parents and yeah, it was quite a few of us. But anyway, yeah, and it was so much fun. They loved Toy Story. I loved it. It was really good myself. I just went, wow.
Now, the big question. Yes. Did you make them pay to go to the movies or did you shout them?
Sorry, I can't hear. Yeah. Sorry, what? I can't hear.
Yeah, they had to pay, didn't they? That'd be right.
You know me too well. I always make you pay when we go to the movies.
I know you do every single time. Thank you, Mr. Lee.
Yeah.
But they enjoyed their time at the movies. Yes, they loved it.
Great. Yeah, they did. They loved it. They were, yeah. So impressed with Toy Story. And so was I, as I said. It was actually really good. Really good.
Good stuff. Something else that was good this week, of course, Spain winning the World Cup, the FIFA World Cup. Oh, my goodness. Yes. Wasn't that great? Yes. Did you get up Monday morning, 5 a.m. to see it? That was good, wasn't it?
Can I tell you a secret? I was at work at 5 a.m. on Monday.
You were not.
I was. I actually had to go into work at 5 a.m. because we had our annual fire testing happen. So I couldn't even watch it.
Mm. Yeah, that's a shame. But you went and watched it afterwards, didn't you, on replay?
Yes, I did.
Good to hear. Okay, there
you I'll go. Do that this afternoon.
Ah, forget it. Too late. Too late. Yes, it has been a big week. Now, Miss Lee, I do have some news for you and a bit of a some bold news, and I think you're going to be absolutely mind blown by this.
Ooh, yeah.
Last weekend, I decided to finally go and watch Project Hail Mary.
No,
I did, Ryan Gosling. Now, this is because you've raved about this movie.
I did. Yes.
How many times did you see it?
I think I'm up to 3 now.
Unbelievable. Well, I'm going to
call it.
Well, okay, I'm going to call it. Yep. Now, to me, The Beach is the worst movie I've ever seen. Project Hail Mary takes it 10 times so far.
What?
I think it is the biggest dropkick movie. I'm serious. I loved Rocky? Grace and Rocky, but that's where it stops. That's where it stops.
I'm shocked. I thought you would have really enjoyed it.
It would be lucky to get one chalk top from me. And here's the statement. Here's a statement, Mr. Lee.
Yeah.
I'd rather watch The Minions. Okay, so there you go.
Wow. I'm absolutely shocked. I thought you would have liked. But are you into space movies?
Not into space movies. It went for way too long. My God, I fell asleep. In patches and I wake up and it's really weird and I do not get it at all. I don't get any of it.
And you didn't like the end?
Well, where he's got, I did kind of like the end, but that was nice ending.
Because Rocky saved him and then he saved,
there were some sad bits, but still like I just, I can't watch it again. I just can't.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I am absolutely shocked. You know, this could be the last podcast we do now. I'm shocked.
That's what I think of Project Hail Mary. No, look, in all seriousness, I think that, to me, you're right.
Not.
But you'd raved about it, and I thought I've got to watch it because everyone's talking about it. I don't know how the hell I got a 94% Rotten Tomato and 8.2% IMDb or whatever it was. As far as I'm concerned, it gets -6. But anyway, that was just my opinion.
Wow.
And for that, I would watch The Minions. So there you go. That's
wow. Well, you know what? I'm so pleased that you're not on the judging panel of the Oscars.
Oh, you watch it, Will. I
hope it gets nominated.
Oh, God.
I do hope.
I don't know. Now, this is fun. Now I've got a new movie to pick on, so.
Yeah.
The Minions are safe for now.
I'm shocked. Mm. I am honestly shocked that you didn't enjoy it.
No, I thought it was ridiculous. Anyway, we're going to look at some big movies this week. We'll get to that very soon with what's new. We're going to see what's big at the box office. We've got some real news, Mr. Lee, but you're going to be talking about The Odyssey and some movie casting. We're going to go around the screens as well. It's all still to come.
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
At least we're not playing Project Hail Mary still
Thank
in our
God
cinema,
we're not.
So that's one good thing.
No, it's okay. We can play it. I'll just have a sleep. All right.
Okay. Opening today, we've got The Invite. Now, this one stars Olivia Wilde, Seth Rogen, Penelope Cruz, and Edward Norton. And it's all about couple, Joe and Angela's marriage. It's not going that well, so they invite the neighbors around. And things go quite pear-shaped, and it's hilarious. It's chaotic. There's some shocking confessions that are released. I'm not sure what. I'm looking forward to watching it because that sounds very interesting, doesn't it? It
certainly does. The Invite. Let's have a listen.
Hi. Hi, come in.
Nice to see you.
We are so happy you're here.
Are we expecting people? Can we put curtains on this window? I don't like how they can see into our apartment. This shirt, well, it's nice. It looks really good on you.
Well, you could tell me that once in a while.
Take them off?
I don't give a fuck if you take your shoes off.
For me, no gluten, no dairy, no meat, no sugar.
There's something I've been wanting to talk to you about.
We also have something we wanted to talk to you about. You can ring my bell. Ring my bell. Ring my bell. We feel a very strong connection with you guys.
That is so nice. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll say thank you, Joe.
Thank you. Thank you. Very flattering. Mm-hmm.
Like it's like a little game we have.
They're being with us.
We really just wanted to see the apartment.
Why do I feel like everyone knows something except for me? Just to be clear. You, her, and me.
Yes.
Me too.
Yes, also you.
Rogan. Sounds like funny in this one, doesn't he?
He does. Ring my bell. I hope that's not something that means something else.
I wouldn't be saying it too loudly, Mr. Lee.
No, it is MA. So
yes, whatever you do. Yeah,
strong coarse language. Oh, and sex and sexual references. Oh, so goodness. There you go.
All I can say, Mr. Lee, is I would advise never telling the customers to ring your bell, okay? Well, they go down very well. Although some of the old ladies that do like you might like you saying that to them. So.
They do. Oh, all my customers love me.
Oh, don't go that far, please. All right, Mr. Lee, let's do some movies now, screening.
Yeah, we've got The Odyssey, Jackass, Best and Last, Minions and Monsters, Supergirl, Backrooms, Everything Must Go Edition, Disclosure Day, Scary Movie, Obsession, Supergirl, The Sheep Detectives, Toy Story 5, Michael, and a Bollywood movie called Yana Novaya, and National Theatre Live's Les Lions Dangerous are all screening at the cinemas now.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard.
With the Talking Flicks Top 5.
Okay. Very good, Mr. Lee. Now let's do some Thank fives. You. You go first every week, don't you?
Yeah, well, I know you don't like this place, so that's why I do it.
It's a good
I'm
point.
Thinking
yeah.
of you.
Oh, I'm calming down a little bit now. Like the
Why?
Well, because the fuel prices are kind of back to normal now, and
yeah.
Trump has been a bit quieter. So yeah.
Did you? No, we won't talk about that because no, it was about soccer. I was going to say, yeah, we won't. Top five of USA. Number five, we've got Evil Dead Burn. Number four is Toy Story 5. Number three is Minions and Monsters. Number two is Moana. And a brand new top one, number one, The Odyssey.
Top spot.
No surprise.
No, at very all. Good. Moana got 1 week no. there. Yeah. Good to see how the top five looks for Oz. Can the Odyssey do it again? Christopher Nolan's big film with Matt Damon and Crow. Number five is The Invite. Number four is Minions and Monsters. Number three is Toy Story 5. Number two is Moana. And number one for Oz this week. It's got to be The Odyssey, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. It's just getting word of mouth going around about this movie, and people are coming to see it, which is great news because that's what we like. Word of mouth is one of the biggest things, and people want to see it on the big screen.
Yeah, well, let's hear more about it in Mr. Lee's Real News.
From the red carpet to the big screen and everything in between, it's Talking Flicks Real News.
Yeah, as I was just saying, Christopher Nolan has got another blockbuster on his hands. Oppenheimer was absolutely huge, and there is no surprise this one will be too, because the global box office and everyone is saying it is going to be a number one for a bit, and it's going to take a lot of money.
Where does Christopher Nolan sit in great directors to you? Like, let's say the top directors.
Top five,
yeah.
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 I have to say, a very close equal one would be James Cameron and Steven Spielberg. I think they are incredible directors, both of them. They are just, yeah, but definitely top five for Christopher Nolan, because he does tell a story and he makes sure people understand. It's already made its money back. And like that's huge to have something like that and have its money back where, you know, unfortunately, some other movies haven't done that.
Name and shame.
In their opening weekend. So it's good to see that he is on another win for a movie. But it takes a lot out of him.
Certainly.
Tom Cruise is out and about at the moment. He's got another big project happening. He's been spotted around meeting with several high-profile Hollywood figures, but nothing officially has been released or announced. So wonder what that could be. Do you reckon it'd be another Mission Impossible?
Geez, I'd love it if it was. As a Mission Impossible fan, I love Tommy in Mission Impossible. And you know what? I think he's still got a couple of movies left in him, easily.
You reckon?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
He's over 60 now, isn't he? I'm sure he's over 60. So that would take a lot of toll on his body, running. And as you know, he runs in every movie, but it's a hard job doing that when you get a bit older.
Well, he's 64, so he's 64, going to ride for 64. Yeah, so, I mean, he can easily go to 70. Easily. He's fit. He can do it. Don't disappoint us, Tommy.
I hope so.
Oh, dear.
That would be good. Also, there's some major studios now moving productions all around the place. They're going to Canada, even to us in the UK, because the tax incentives are happening and they're a lot better in these countries than in hometown of USA, so which is not good.
No.
When, you know, I think that's a bit sad. They've got to do something to keep them in Hollywood, because that's what Trump was trying to do as well, wasn't he? Putting tariffs on things that weren't made in America. So,
just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on Trump.
And also, Marvel fans, don't stress. There's going to be some new trailers dropped soon for Avengers Doomsday. It's actually meant to be dropping at the Comic-Con, which is coming up at the end of this month in San Diego, and it will be seeing what happens in the next chapter of MCU. So that'll be big because we know Doomsday comes out on the 17th of December. So realistically, it's not that far away, is it?
No, Christmas will be before you know it.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. You better start thinking about my present. that's my week on the red carpet of real news.
I didn't laugh at that.
Yeah, no, I noticed.
Get out your calendar as we go around the screen. Here's what's coming up at the 4 of 6 in Odeon 5 Cinemas.
All right, let's get our pens and our diaries and our calendars and put these into those. August 21 to 23 in Tamworth, Wagga and Orange, there is the Travelling Film Festival. I love this every year, Mr. Lee. It's a highlight of the calendar year in movies because, you know, if you get a three-day pass, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, jam every movie in. Why not?
9 movies. That's a lot of movies, isn't it?
Like, you could just take your little sleeping bag and just stay at the cinema. Like, Grant Lee will put you up.
Yeah, not a problem. Those seats are very comfortable to sleep in.
Because
now, oh, you would know. You would know.
I have been there, yes, very much so. I don't know if I've slept there, but anyway. Now, with the Travelling Film Festival, Mr. Lee, the Friday night, the opening night, that's kind of like the get-together, isn't it, where there's some drinks and nibblies. And
there's also, in Tamworth, we've got a Q&A. I'm not sure about the other two sites, but we've got a Q&A as well happening, so which is really good. But these movies, as I was saying last week, some of these movies we may never, ever get in Australia, so this is the chance to see them on the big screen.
Yeah, definitely. So that is coming late August. Get your tickets right now for that. August 30 is Andre Rieu's 2026 summer concert. That's Viva Maastricht. In Wagga, tomorrow night, there's the Bollywood movie Jana Nayan. And July 31 to August 2 is the start of the French Film Festival at Wagga.
You did well. That was very good.
Thank you.
I wasn't sure how to say. I was thinking, is it Yana? Is it? Yeah, you did well.
Thank you very much, Mr. Lee. Now, Tamworth is your neck of the woods. What's happening there?
Yeah, we've got on July 22, which is this Wednesday coming, we've got the senior movie and lunch for The Odyssey. And then July 26, we've got A Private Life. And then we've also got a seniors movie happening on August 12 for Holidays, which is an Australian movie. It looks very, very good. And then also August 20, we're going to do a ladies movie night for Spa Weekend. So that should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, certainly should be. Are tickets on sale for that now? No?
No, not yet. Soon. Not far away.
Best to get in early, you know, so you don't miss out. Because those ladies' nights do sell out very quickly.
They do.
Premium talent on show that night.
Yes. Everyone knows I'll be there. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what always sells out. Last time I did, yeah, they were like, but then you didn't turn up. So they were disappointed. Hope they got their money back. Opening next week. Now, this is a big one, Mr. Lee. Spider-Man. This is Brand New Day. Tom Holland, who's in The Odyssey, which will be our Flixster review tomorrow. Zendaya's also in that one too. What are the odds? They're married, aren't they, those two?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Geez, they're in a lot of movies together. Would that be weird, like, if he's snogging someone else
How would you feel about that? Even though you know they're acting, but still. I don't know. I couldn't do it. Well, I wouldn't have to. I couldn't go on the set that day if I saw my wife kissing somebody else.
Well, this could be interesting. Jerry. I could. Maybe we should put this one to the test. No, but you know what? I think that money talks, right?
So, yeah, it does.
If someone's kissing my missus, 50 mil.
20, correct.
Go for it.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Exactly right.
I understand. So that's my bank account. Sadie Sink in that one as well. So that is opening next week. If you're a big Spider-Man fan, that is the one for you. And this is Tom Holland's fourth solo Spider-Man film.
Yeah, can you believe it? I cannot believe he's done 4 already, which is incredible. And this one will actually pick up 4 years after the last one because, as we all know, what was his name? Dr. God, I can't even think of his name now. But anyway, wiped out his memory, everyone's memory of Spider-Man and who he was. Doctor Strange, that was it. Made everyone forget who Peter Parker was, Spider-Man.
Who was your favourite Spider-Man? Who do you reckon was the best?
Tobey Maguire. He was the first.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't go past him. And I think Tom Holland is a great as well. But Toby, he's my favourite.
You can't sit on the fence, Mr. Lee. It's one or the other. All right.
No, it is. Well, if I had to choose, if Tom Holland, it was. But Toby's always number one. He played the part so well. And it's always the first person you get used to. And when they change the person, it makes it a bit hard, doesn't it?
Yeah, I agree. It's hard to get your head around. But anyway,
yeah,
we'll dissect it more and talk about it next week as well as giving you a listen to the trailer. In the meantime, we are done for this week, Mr. Lee.
We certainly are. Can you believe it? We've got the rest of the day now, so that's good.
Yeah, and this is good morning alarm clock motivation, I reckon.
Yeah, I like it.
This is like going for a jog, I reckon. You know,
hey, sunrising.
No, and then bacon and eggs.
That's... bacon and egg roll. You can't get past that, can you?
Yep.
Barbecue sauce.
Oh, perfect. Yep.
Yeah, good. Yep. I thought if you were going to say tomato sauce, no.
Definitely not. Well, you enjoy breakfast your way. And thank you for listening to Talk of Flicks once again. Hey, we are back tomorrow with our Flickster talking about The Odyssey, Christopher Nolan's big movie project. Going to be absolutely huge.
Can't wait for it. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.